This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. It's your weekly blitz with Chris, keeping you in the game.
Are you ready to supercharge your auto repair business? This is Coach Chris Cotton from AutoFix Auto Shop Coaching. The Weekly Blitz is where industry expertise and business innovation collide, revving your engines for the week ahead. Every episode has game-changing insights, up-to-the-minute industry updates, and practical tips to shift your business into high gear. We're talking about stuff you didn't even know you didn't know, folks. If you haven't done so yet, please check out one of the other great podcasts on the Aftermarket Radio Network. Are you tired of cookie cutter marketing that doesn't resonate with your customers? Brian and Kim at Shop Marketing Pros understand. They were once shop owners themselves. They offer comprehensive marketing solutions to help build your brand and attract new customers. Items such as social media management, targeted advertising like Google Ads and Facebook Ads, content marketing, search engine optimization, and website design. Shop Marketing Pros, let's grow your business together. Find out how they can fuel your success at sharpmarketingpros.com/Chris. Hey, everybody. Coach Chris Cotton here. Today, I want to chat about something that's often the unspoken culprit behind many struggles in our industry. And we're talking about pride. As business owners, especially in the aftermarket auto repair industry, we sometimes let our pride dictate our decisions. Trust me, I've seen it happen countless times and it never ends well. So let's dive into why pride can be a stumbling block and how we can keep it in check to lead our business to success. Pride can, is, and always will be a double-edged sword. On one hand, it's essential to take pride in our work and our businesses. It's what drives us to provide top-notch service and maintain high standards. However, when pride turns into stubbornness or arrogance, and that's what we're talking about here, it becomes detrimental. There's a situation in the industry right now where there's a shop owner who has multiple degrees. They should be able to run a successful business, and for some reason, they're not. They need help. He's too stubborn. He won't ask for help. I've looked at their numbers. I've looked at their financials. Their shop is completely fixable. They've spent the last 3 years floundering, had multiple locations, had to stop one. They've borrowed money from mom and dad, not able to pay it back. The only thing at this point in this person's business ownership that is keeping them from being successful is the shop owner's pride, and it's killing the business. My guess is it's killing family relationships, both with spouses, employees, and parents. It's a sad thing. It happens. There's no reason for it to happen. There's tons of great coaching companies out there. If you don't want to be involved with us, that's fine. Find somebody to help. Go out there. There are other groups. I wouldn't take 100% of what they say to light, but there is help out there. You just being stubborn, being too prideful to ask for help, the only person you're hurting is yourself. Other people are going to go on. After you've ran your business into the ground, all your employees are going to have a job within a week. The only person you're hurting here is you and your family. Okay? So let's get into it a little bit more. Here are 8 ways pride can manifest and cause problems. Number 1, resisting change. The auto repair industry is constantly evolving. I just talked about it in my last podcast. We've got new technologies, tools, methods. All of these things are being introduced regularly, yet I've seen many shop owners resist the changes, clinging to the old ways because they're too proud to admit that they need to learn something new or they need to be open to new things. This resistance can and will leave your business lagging behind competitors who are more adaptable, and they'll still be in business long after you're shut down. Number 2, ignoring feedback. I would also say ignoring feedback and not being able to take constructive criticism. Let me say that. Whether it's from customers, employees, family members, coaches, feedback is invaluable. It's how we get better. But pride can make us dismiss constructive criticism, especially if you get so angry, you're not open to listening to it. Ignoring feedback means missing out on opportunities to improve and grow. Remember, even the most successful business can always get better. Number 3, overconfidence. Confidence is great, but overconfidence can lead to poor decision making. It's easy to think that we know it all, especially if we've been in the game for a long time. However, this mindset can prevent us from seeking advice or considering different perspectives, which are crucial for making informed decisions. Number four, micromanaging. Pride can lead us to believe that we are the only ones who can do things right. This can result in micromanaging our team, which stifles their growth and creativity. It also creates an unhealthy work environment and can lead to burnout for you and your employees as well. Number five, this makes me so angry. People, number five is refusing help. Help is out there. All you have to do is ask. Many shop owners hesitate to ask for help, believing it's a sign of weakness. I'm so freaking tired of prideful shop owners who feel like they're weak. Your weakness is your pride. So you do have a weakness, but for crying out loud, get over it. Okay. Like if I could reach through and grab you all and shake you by your throats, I would. Like, I'm so sick of this. Whether it's financial advice, technical training, or business management, refusing help can hinder the progress of you. And really, let's be honest, if you're so prideful that you don't want to get help, then that's fine. Like, you can sink or swim at this point. Like, if you're not willing to ask for help, hell, I don't even care. It's the ones that are around you that are suffering. That's the one that I care about. And that's the one that I get pissed off for. You know, I want you to be better. I want you to do better. But the fact that you refuse help when help is so readily available drives me bonkers. No one has all the answers, including you, and seeking help is a smart move. Number six, not admitting mistakes. We all make mistakes. I make multiple mistakes every day, but pride can make it difficult to admit them. Owning up to our mistakes is crucial for learning and growing. It also builds trust and credibility with your team and customers. Number seven, we're back to industry trends again, disregarding industry trends. The auto repair industry, like any other, has trends that can impact your business. Pride can cause you to ignore these trends, thinking they don't apply to you. You know, staying updated and adapting to trends is essential for staying competitive. Number eight, underestimating your competition. Underestimating your competitors because of pride can be a fatal mistake. It's important to keep an eye on what others in the industry are doing and learn from their successes and their failures. So admitting that pride is affecting your business decisions is the first step to overcoming it. Here are some strategies to help keep pride in check. Number one, stay open to learning. Commit to continuous learning, whether it's attending industry workshops, industry training, taking online courses, or simply staying updated with the latest trends. Keep an open mind. The more you learn, the more you grow. Number two, seek feedback. Make it a habit to ask for feedback regularly. Create an environment where your team feels comfortable sharing their thoughts. Listen to your customers' reviews and take them seriously. Even negative feedback is a gift. It's an opportunity to improve. Number three is a little self-serving, but the proof is in the pudding, people. Number three is hire a coach or consultant. Sometimes an outside perspective is exactly what you need. Hiring a coach or consultant, like yours truly, can provide you with unbiased insights and strategies to enhance your business. It's not a sign of weakness. It's a smart business move. Now then, having said that, a shop coach or consultant can cut down your learning cycle by months, years, multiple years. If I've made a mistake or seen 50 or 100 or 500 other shop owners make that mistake, do you think I'm going to let you make that mistake? That's what we're there for. We're there to shorten the learning cycle so that you can get better or be better. In a perfect world, would I want you to hire me or any of my group? That would be great. But as long as you hire a coach or consultant, that's really all I'm looking for. We can't possibly coach everybody. It'd be great if we could, but we just can't. And I don't want to. People ask me, Chris, all the time, what do you want to be? I do not want to be, well, I'm not going to call them out by name. I don't want to be like some of these other coaching companies that have thousands of clients. That's not who I am. That's not who I want to be. That's not who AutoFix wants to be. Number four, embrace change. Change is inevitable, and those who adapt thrive. Whether it's adopting new technologies, implementing new business strategies, or even changing your management style, be willing to evolve. Number five, practice humility. Humility isn't about thinking less of yourself. It's about recognizing that you don't know everything and that there's always room for improvement. It's about valuing others' opinions and being open to new ideas. Number six, build a strong team. If you listened to our last episode, number 167, we talked about that. Trust in your team's abilities and delegate responsibilities. Encourage them to take initiative and make decisions. This not only helps you, but also empowers your team and fosters a collaborative environment. Number seven, I think this is a huge one. Network with peers. Connect with other shop owners and industry professionals. Sharing experiences and challenges can provide new perspectives and solutions you might not have considered. Number eight, set realistic goals. Pride can lead us to set overly ambitious goals without considering the practicalities. Setting realistic, achievable goals ensures steady progress and keeps the team motivated. While pride can be a powerful motivator, it can also be a formidable barrier. As auto repair shop owners, we must balance taking pride in our work and staying humble enough to recognize when we need to change, learn, and grow. Don't let pride stand in the way of your success. I want you to embrace feedback, seek continuous improvement, and be open to new ideas. Your business and your peace of mind and your families will thank you for it. A big shout out to our listeners. Your dedication to growth fuels our passion. And let's not forget our fantastic sponsor, Shop Marketing Pros, who ensures this show is accessible free to you. Where quality meets visibility, Shop Marketing Pros ensures your European or diesel repair shop stands out in a crowded market. Thanks for tuning into the Weekly Blitz. Remember, it's time to rise, grind, and keep your mindset positive. Until next time, this is Chris Cotton signing off.
You've been listening to the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cotton on the AftermarketRadioNetwork.com. Follow Chris on your favorite podcast listening app. Let him know what you'd like him to cover. His email is in the show notes. Chris is all for advancing the aftermarket.